You're listening to Prime Cut on SB Nation Radio. In for Steve Buhnen, here's Glenn Smith and the quarterback, Sean Salisbury.
I'll tell you what, whenever I hear them voice, it sure is nice to hear a good voice like that, since I've had to listen to your ass all the time. Isn't it nice?
Hey, I would tell you what. I'll just say ditto. You play the ace of spades. If there's two ace of spades,
I might throw a couple change up pitches at you today.
Yeah,
try to
right.
get you off speed a little bit.
Ephus balls.
Yes, that's exactly right. Sean Salisbury, Glenn Smith, Stretch, as we call him, filling in for Steve Buhnen, who's right now somewhere in where's he at? Bermuda, I think. Bermuda,
yeah, I think,
right?
That's what I was told.
I think he's in Bermuda having a good time.
Well, good for him.
Far away from the Zika virus in Brazil, where his wife is from, actually. So there, him and his wife and daughter enjoying a good vacation. Now, though, keep him around for a couple segments, because we got to talk Astros, we got to talk Texans, and we also introduce our guy Ryan. Ryan Dunsmore from SB Nation Radio, local here, covers high school football, Astros, Texans, and we got him right here as we kick off SB Nation Radio first day one. Kicking it off.
I like your talking to him during the break. He can cover them all. I mean, talked a little high school football with you. You know what? You got to appreciate a guy who can talk.
May have some
bit.
Eligibility left. Maybe a lineup run toss sweep with
him. He can talk a little bit Houston area.
Yes, which you come in here a little. I saw you was shaking a little bit. Houston, Dallas, Hatfields and McCoys. You already got God's country. You're worried about them Astros.
I'm really comfortable. My own skin, bro. You got to be confusing somebody. I'm real comfortable.
Ryan Dunsmore joins us here. SB Nation covers the Astros and the Texans right here in Houston. Welcome, first of all, to the opening of SB Nation. Great to have you on. It's a great way for us to start the show. And do the Beltran Lucroy trades concern you at all as an Astros guy who covers it and in the organization?
Not necessarily, because you know the problem with the Rangers has not necessarily been the lineup. They've been able to hit the ball. Their pitching has been really the question mark. So these additions make their lineup a murderer's row. But where is after Hamels? Where are they going to go?
Yeah, it's still got to get people out. Yeah. Correct. Still got to get people out. Any concerned about, I mean, going into this season, and Stretch, maybe, and Ryan, you obviously, last year, we didn't expect a lot from you. Boom, they hit the ground running. And I was wondering, as the season went on in the second half, could they hold it off? And, you know, until the playoff, did a great job until the end there. Are they mentally tough enough to handle the pressure again back-to-back seasons with this roster?
I think when you have a leader like Jose Altuve on the team, that kind of sets the tone for what you expect out of them. As a guy who's worked as hard as possibly any player in the league to get to where he is. So he sets the tone. So I think they are mentally tough enough. But the problem, I would say, counterbalances that. They keep bringing up all these young prospects who are getting, on top of getting their first playoff or regular season experience, they're having to go right into the playoffs. So that's a big thing to expect out of not everyone is Carlos Correa.
Are you a big youth guy?
I am. You know what? I like the kid they brought up from LSU. I know it took him a while to get his first hit, but you saw him step in.
They're loaded with those young kids, aren't they?
And you know what? As a fan of the game of baseball, you kind of have to appreciate the fact that they're trying to put these young kids in there. They're trying to say, you know what? You got to get in here and play. We need you. They did it last year. You know, they did it last year with the shortstop. I like that. You know, that's kind of their it looks like that's their blueprint for trying to win.
And if they can all be Correa, Ryan, it's pretty good too, huh?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's what you're expecting out of a guy like Alex Bregman. He's a top prospect. He's one of the college level talent that you're not having to develop. You're just having to get him used to the level of play, and it's once he gets in the system, it's hopefully that first hit will get him going.
And you know what's interesting, and you mentioned it, Stretch, like with quarterbacks. I always say, you know, if the veteran's making rookie mistakes, play the rookie, you know, on a first-round pick. You mentioned Bregman, and I can remember last year when the Correa stuff was going on and the excitement here and, you know, the buzz that surrounded it. And now with that middle infield of Correa and Altuve, but I'm going to tell you, the buzz surrounding Bregman was almost as loud, especially here locally. I mean, it was here we got the Texans training camp kicking in, and I'm telling you what, this city was buzzing more with Bregman's opening appearance than it was with Brock Osweiler throwing a curl route, getting ready to. So, initial thoughts, are you under the belief that guys like this in this situation need to learn on the gig, right on the job, and say, hey, you strike out, you go 0 for 16, deal with it, dude? Or are you worried about confidence at all? Or should we say, hey, they drafted high, they ought to be tough enough?
I think it's you have to get him experience. I think if you use an example like a guy like Mike Trout, if you look back at his numbers.
Turned out pretty good for him, hasn't it?
Yeah, he was a dumpster fire at the beginning. And that's not everyone's going to be Mike Trout, but everyone's going to struggle in the majors. Everyone has some point where they got to learn. I mean, Carlos Correa struggled at the beginning of this season. He needed that second.
Fighting his way out of it,
yeah.
Didn't he?
Yep. Yeah, so everyone's got to have that turn where they got to learn to play at the major level.
And when I look at the outfield, to me, that's the difference for the Astros. I mean, I like Rasmus. I mean, I like the way they play the game. I think it's going to – you know, the Rangers have a six-game lead right now, but I really think this is going to go down to the end. I really do. And when you look at the fact that these young kids will come on and play, I know covering the Astros, you've got to feel good about where they're at right now.
Yeah, it feels like they have a really high floor at this point here. They've got a roster that they really feel comfortable for. I think they haven't felt this comfortable about the roster and the pitching staff since 2005.
This and Fister's getting – Fister going tonight. He is going to go tonight, and I thought that was a good get. When you could throw Fister in there, and you can if you can get about 15 or 16 out of him, that'll make a difference down the stretch for them as well. Ryan Dunsmore, SB Nation Radio, joins us here in studio talking Astros. Okay, we keep you around for two segments, right? We'll talk Texans as well. Getting back to this Astros thing, and, you know, big boppers. I talked to Tom Glavine about this a while ago, and we were talking about teams and, you know, when big boppers like Toronto, teams that rely on the long ball, and quite frankly, they're going to strike out a lot, maybe not put the ball in play. Unlike Kansas City, who's the last 2 years put the ball in play, they've been in a World Series 1-1. My concern is, and I'm curious how you feel about this, Ryan, and I asked Glavine, I said, who would you rather face? We were talking about a Tony Gwynn type or the boppers. He goes, I can always get the big boppers to chase bad pitches. They're going to help me out. He goes, but the Gwynns, the Altuves of the world, are going to make you work the count. They're going to keep working you. Well, you can get the bopper in 0-2 to chase a 90-mile-an-hour one or 100-mile up and out of the strike zone. So my point is, with all the power in the lineup, do power teams win? I know pitching matters, but when it's all said and done, will the power fade come playoff time, and then you need a team like the Kansas City or San Francisco, somebody who constantly puts the ball in play? Are you concerned with that at all, Ryan?
I think the Astros saw that firsthand. They saw the Royals come back and win that game in Houston,
right,
with just basically dinking and dunking to the Astros to death. But right now, that's the way the Astros are built, is they're going to have to hit home runs to win the game. They're going to have – they have guys like Altuve and Bregman. They're trying to hit quality pitches and take quality at-bats, but you're still going to have the guys like George Springer, Colby Rasmus. They're going to try to swing for the fences every time, so it's right now that's what we got to deal with.
And we've seen this, and we're going to keep Ryan around from SB Nation for – we'll talk Texans next segment. But we've seen this with teams that do it. You're exactly right. We know with George Springer what we get. He ain't going to get you 35.
But as a fan, don't you want to go watch
him? I love
him?
Dude.
Don't you want to see him hit one up by the train?
Yes, I love the boppers. And you know what? Yeah. We talk about a guy like Altuve. Altuve is going to hit 25 home runs this year.
That's right.
And probably when all is said and done, unless Trout does what he always is, going to be right there. Ortiz, him, Machado, hell, what Trumbo's doing in Baltimore, he's going to be in the MVP race. So, you know,
yeah, but Trout's not going to get mounts out at Sam Houston Race Park like Altuve is. Altuve's got a chance to ride some mounts out there.
That's exactly right. Ryan Dunsmore is here with us. He's SB Nation. We are starting. We are SB Nation today. And we are national, and we are right here on 1560 Local in Houston. It's SB Nation Radio. Ryan Dunsmore, Glenn Smith in for Steve Buhnen. I'm Sean Salisbury. We got more football to talk next. We're going to talk Texans. Don't forget about those Astros. They're building something for the future, but they think it's the present. Let's find out if the Texans are present. It's Sean Salisbury. It's SB Nation along with Glenn Smith. Ryan Dunsmore, some more next.
You're listening to Prime Cut on SB Nation Radio. In for Steve Buhnen, here's Glenn Smith and the quarterback, Sean Salisbury.
Yes, sir. This is SB Nation Radio, day one of SB Nation Radio, and how blessed we are to have that partnership. This is Prime Cut. I'm Sean Salisbury. Glenn Smith is in for Steve Buhnen today and tomorrow. Buhnen's in Bermuda. Hell, I can't blame him. But you know what? His loss. He missed out on a start of SB, right?
Is lost. Yes. Down there in that triangle, yes, while we're up here getting the station
making
rolling.
Some plays. That's exactly right. We got a network to run in a nation to make happy.
Some people make it happen. Some people watch it happen. Some people say, what the hell just happened?
As a Glenn Smith-ism, send this out to your boy in Boston, Rick.
Hey,
you want to be the guy stomping the grapes or drinking the wine?
That's exactly right. We'll toast it up to my boy
that's
out
exactly
there in New
right.
England.
There you go. They're listening from all over. Again, SB Nation Radio Prime Cut. We're also joined, as we were last segment, talking Astros. Now we'll switch this to the Texans. Ryan Dunsmore, he's right here in studio, part of SB Nation's coverage for us. And obviously this won't be the only time he's on. He'll be a regular here joining us. We're excited. We got Chris Cotillo joining us talking Major League Baseball from SB Nation at 4:30 Central. Jerry Colangelo at 4:15 Central, which is 5:15 in the East. And then Jason Kirk, SB Nation College Football. He'll join us at 7:30, 6:30 here Central. Okay, let's switch this over to Houston Texans. Just because you make $72 million, the expectations go through the roof. Expectations for Brock Osweiler, for you, Ryan, starting off the season?
Be better than last year than for the Texans quarterbacks. I think that's, yeah, money is great, but, I mean, with the quarterback position, it's going to be a certain set value to be expected to be a starter. So you're getting that contract as a starter. He needs to play better than all the numerous nameless quarterbacks that the Texans have had. And if he can get them to the playoffs again, I think that's a victory.
And, Stretch, don't you think with what Bill O'Brien's done – with three and four guys a year to get them to 9 wins and 10 wins. And now that he's got one that he can – hopes he can hang his hat on, but they finally went after and got the guy they love. Not a guy they had – you know, we had to fill in a guy they love.
This is going to define who he is, who Rick Smith is, who got a four-year extension, but who
just
Bill,
got it,
who,
yep.
Yeah, but who Bill O'Brien is. You know what? It's going to define him, Sean, because – they went out and gave him the big money. This was their guy. And, hey, guess what? I thought Brandon Wheaton did a pretty decent job last year.
I don't have a problem with him being a backup.
But and I don't either. So, to me, it looks like he has set the table for this organization to do some things that they haven't done in a while.
Yeah, for sure. It's the everyone in the front office and the coaching staff has to hope that Brock Osweiler works out, or it's not going to be – it's not going to be pretty, because that's definitely the guy that everything will be hinging on.
That's Ryan Dunsmore, SB Nation, joining us here on SB Nation Radio. Let me ask you both this. Ryan, I'll start with you. You know, we always say expectations, or what would we consider a win for Brock Osweiler this year? Ryan, with you, when we're done with this season and we look at the quarterback position in Osweiler, what will we be saying? I mean – how do we expect to say it, and what will we be saying if it's a success? Where will he be? Is it 12 wins? Are you judging him on wins? Are you judging him on yards? What do we have to see for you to feel good about what went on this year, and you too, Stretch?
Well, he has to go right up against Andrew Luck and the Colts. If you beat Andrew Luck, get the division crown, I think that's a victory in itself. Getting a playoff victory would be really where I'm judging him, is saying last year they were a complete disaster in the playoffs. If you get that victory in the first round, wherever it is, bye or divisional, I think that's
you'll take it. Yeah. What about you, Stretch?
I think you got to win some games. I mean, I think you've got to win 9 or 10 games in order to really say, with this defense and with what they've been able to do, and in this division, I understand. You know what? Hey, Ryan, you want to talk about the Colts? You know what? They still got two other teams to play in that division.
And Jacksonville may be the favorite of all of them right now.
They might, Sean. But the point I'm going to make is, you know what, you're good enough. You have been good enough everywhere except quarterback to do what you did last year. Go separate yourself a little bit.
Glenn Smith joining me here on Prime Cut SB Nation Radio, along with Ryan Dunsmore from SB Nation. Talking Houston Texans right now, and football as camp has opened. Okay, I'm going to throw this out at you. If, in fact, let's say health and Watts on the field and Lamar Miller does his thing and Will Fuller and Strong and Hopkins, 3,400 yards, 25 touchdowns, 12 picks. How many games does that – assuming the health on the defense stand does what we're used to them doing. Ryan and Stretch, if I go 25, 12, and 3,400 yards, what is that – where will the Texans have finished in this division?
First
place. Yep. 25, goes 2-1, touchdown, interception, and throws for 3,400 yards. He's got him in first. What do you think, Stretch?
I think you'd have to say that's probably a pretty good assessment. And you know what? That's why they air condition the desert. For people like me and you who think we can put a number on it, you know what? Just go out there and bite you off a little dab.
Ryan, biggest concern for the Texans this year?
I'd have to say offensive line at the moment. I mean, assuming J.J. Watt comes back, I mean, I think everyone assumes that's number one.
Right.
I'm going to go number two here and say that offensive line, right now your left tackle and your right tackle are on the sidelines. You got to hope those guys come back healthy and everything works out there for you to be able to have a good running game with Lamar Miller.
Glenn, you were on Dallas staff, great offensive line, but how do you, at those two positions, left and right tackle, pretty tough, We always like our inside to be sewn up for quarterbacks that like to climb. Big guy like Osweiler, more of an escape guy north and south than the right to left and east to west. How do we combat an average tackle position if they're not healthy or they're not playing well?
Well, I think you know this. You're going to have to run some play action pass. You're going to have to give them some help. You're going to have to send the line that way, boot the other way. I think it's something that you've seen New England do a lot of. I think New England, when you think about it, has been very average at their offensive line the last few years. Great quarterback who can get the ball out, yes. But Bill O'Brien knows how to structure an offense around not a great offensive line.
He's kind of got that Belichick. Well, he's a Belichick guy. They game plan different all the time.
And when you see – anytime, Sean, anytime you see a quarterback that can run play action and actually turn his back to the coverage, which they've always done that. They're good with that. You know, acting as if they're going to hand the ball to the left, he would pirouette and turn away from the coverage. And the
back
ball
to the line of scrimmage.
That's right, and his button, the ball still come out. Now, there are a lot of coordinators who won't do that, but he will, and that causes problems for the defense because then the defense is going to chase – they're going to chase that angle, and when you can come around and throw the football, I think that gives you a chance.
SB Nation Radio here, Sean Salisbury, Glenn Smith, filling in for Steve Buenin and Ryan Dunsmore, who covers Texans and Astros, among other things, here for SB Nation. Ryan Hopkins, 2 years away from another contract. We know he's highly underpaid, but slotted. That's where he is. Mm-hmm. People say they have rules. Rules sometimes are made to be broken. You kind of like to make sure your stars are happy without the inmates running the asylum. Would you give a new contract now, or are you willing to wait? Has he earned the right? He's not the best receiver in football, but he ain't the 10th best either. He's somewhere in between there and pretty damn good. What do you do if you're the Texans and Rick Smith?
I think this whole situation speaks to how the NFL structures and things, and it's his leverage right now. He's basically put up huge numbers with terrible quarterbacks, and the only thing he can do at the moment is say, hey, I'm going to hold out for it proved to be a day, but I would say at this point he's proven to be not – he's not a guy that's going to get hurt a lot.
Pretty durable.
Yeah, he's not putting himself in situations where he's going to get hurt. He's not going over the middle. He's making acrobatic catches. It's really the only time he puts himself in a poor situation. I think it's reasonable to say you did the situation with J.J., time to pay him.
Yeah, and they say, well, it is J.J., but you know what? J.J. is obviously the best at his position, but you know what, Stretch? What do we go? Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, A.J. Green? If you don't have Hopkins between 4 and 6, you probably don't know much about the position. Agreed?
I'd say you're right. But we know this, Sean. You know when you come into the league, you're going to get that 5-year deal.
Yes.
And you know that coming in.
It's a slot.
So,
yep.
So I have a little bit of a problem with him wanting to hold out right now. I understand wanting a new deal.
One day he'll be there.
But you're deserving of a new deal. But you're also disruptive. You say one day, that's disruptive to the team.
Right.
It's disruptive to what's going on. Get your ass over there in the hotel and go play this year, and then we'll talk to you about
it. Yeah, with 1 year left to go, he will get his more than likely. And I understand because he may end up being the best bargain in football at that. Not may. He is the best bargain in football at that position. Real quickly, Ryan, give me the order of finish in that division.
Texans, Colts, Jaguars, Titans.
Titans. I like it. And we'll have you back to validate that as we roll through the season. Ryan, great stuff. Appreciate it. Glad to be a part of SB Nation. Glad to have Ryan Dunsmore on. Glad to have you on today. It's Sean Salisbury. It's Glenn Smith. It's Prime Cut. It is SB Nation Radio.